Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday, Amy here. And my guest today is my cousin Amanda, also known as Amanda Rieger Green, host of Soul Sessions podcast, also known as my psychic cousin on the Bobby Bone Show.
Hi.
I feel like you have a lot of nicknames. And I was texting Amanda the Zoom link to connect because Amanda's in Austin and I'm in Nashville. And I thought I copied and pasted the Zoom link, but I didn't. I had previously before that copied something to put over my Bobby Bone Show prep. So all I texted Amanda was this. And she was probably like, what in the world? Here's what I sent. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. The dot goes on, pointing to the toothbrush bristles. I'm sure you were like, what is this?
Well, I was thinking, gosh, it's been a week, right? The energy has been so intense. And it's Mercury retrograde. Mercury is stationing direct. So Mercury is the planet of information gathering, sharing, communication. And I thought, wow, am I that confused mentally and communication-wise that I don't remember a conversation and she's following up on something and this rings no bells?
And all I'm saying is soak that sucker in soap every night. So here's what I was copying and pasting for show prep on the Bobby Bone Show, because I saw this doctor that's going viral on TikTok saying that we should be washing our toothbrush with soap every single night. He claims that it reduces the amount of bacteria in our mouths and it can cut down on plaque. And then he said, once a week, soak this sucker, which he's referring to the toothbrush, in the hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Now, I have never done this. I don't know if there's any truth to this viral TikTok, because things go viral on TikTok all the time. And he's like, what? So I'm going to ask my dentist about this. But obviously, I feel like if this is something that we should be doing, we would have heard of it by now.
Maybe so. I mean, I know we do have a lot of bacteria and toothbrushes get nasty. That's why we change them out. But I am the worst. I have an electric toothbrush / water pick, which I love. It's probably one of my favorite gadgets things that I own. But they do get a lot of bacteria. And I wash it every now and then in Dr. Bronner's. I'll get my Dr. Bronner's out and I'll like wash the toothbrush. But that's not every night. That's maybe once every 2 months.
Well, since we're talking about brushing our teeth, it kind of falls in line with conscious neuroplasticity, because whatever your dominant hand is, that's likely the hand that you brush your teeth with every single morning. You don't really change up that routine. But part of this conscious neuroplasticity is changing up small habits in your day to create big change. And something that I have heard that we should try to incorporate is every once in a while, like say you always brush your teeth with your right hand, you switch it over to the left hand every now and then to switch things up. Is that sort of in alignment with what you're saying?
I do that all the time with myself. I play games with myself and things that and notice where I'm dominant, because first of all, it's the awareness of I dominantly do this. So brushing your teeth is an easy place to start because most likely you brush with the dominant hand that comes naturally to you. So switching those things up, it's awkward. It doesn't feel good. It may take longer, but you're changing brain patterns and you're building new neural networks between the right and the left hemispheres of the brain. So you're connecting the logical, the pragmatic with the intuitive, the creative, and it strengthens brain frequency and cognition, but it helps with intuition. It helps with discernment. It can help with regulating the nervous system. So a lot of times with clients, when we're working on intuitive development or awareness and cognition, I will suggest things like switching stuff up. For example, for me, I notice it in a lot of little things because I am very aware. And when I drive, I naturally lean a little bit to the left and I drive with my left hand. Like I'll put the right hand down, whatever is going on. And I've gotten to where I notice that, and then I will switch and just hold the steering wheel with the right hand, and it's uncomfortable. And I have to adjust. I have to adjust my posture. I have to sit up straighter. I mean, obviously, I'm attempting to be aware while I'm driving, but I notice where my body sinks into comfortable patterns. And by just that awareness and those minor tweaks that are uncomfortable, and it's uncomfortable for me to turn the steering wheel with that hand. And I know I should be driving with two hands, 10 and two, but I'm talking about things that I notice. So shaving your legs, which hand do you open the front or back door with? You can notice and play with these things. And the more conscious you are, the more, first of all, the more aware, which is really a place for intuitive development. And secondly, when I'm doing something like brushing my teeth and it is awkward with the non-dominant hand, that's when I laugh first and foremost, which shoots chemicals into the body, into the brain, which are happy receptors, serotonin, all the things that are released. And then I laugh a little bit because it's awkward. And then I set intentions. You know, I am consciously shifting and developing new neural networks in my brain. Today, I am wiring myself for happiness and joy and ease and laughter as I'm smiling and feeling awkward. It's easy places to get aware, to set intentions, to use your biology and chemistry in the body that is also enhancing and tapping into your intuition.
You mentioned driving. So another one that I've heard of before is if you're used to turning left out of your neighborhood to go wherever you're going, but you have an option to turn right, go that way to work occasionally to switch up that as well.
Yeah, it's about spontaneity. And like I always say, go to a different grocery store, even if it takes you 20 more minutes to get to that grocery store. And this is the simplest example I can give. When I go to a different grocery store, I don't naturally know, oh, the granola is on this aisle, you know, at this end cap in this section. I have to look up, I have to find the granola or whatever it is that I'm looking for on my list, but I have to pay attention. I have to read signs. I have to wander down aisles because things are not in the place where I'm familiar. So I'm busting up patterns. But also now we have all these navigation systems on our phone and our vehicles. Everything is automated. Do you remember when we pulled out maps or we asked for directions? A lot of times, if I'm going somewhere and I don't know the exact route, I will map it and look it up, and then I will turn the phone off and I will drive if I have time, if I'm not in a rush. Simple things like that, they're really good for anti-aging, or at least maybe that's not the best way to say it, but vitality, revitalizing your brain, which can also help prevent things like Alzheimer's, dementia, working on neuroplasticity. But it really is good for helping us tap into intuition and spontaneity, which is that other hemisphere of the brain that we don't drop into as easily. But the more we practice it in those little things and consciously, the easier it is to tap into intuition, creativity, and connect it with the logical and the practical.
So I feel like with the brushing of the teeth and with the driving to work or school or wherever it is that you're going, these are ways you can start the process early in the morning so that you set your day up for some of this stuff. I've been doing my brain exercises. So I started pulling up videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Look for Brain Gym or Brain Exercises. Jim Quick has some really good ones. And he said that he does them anytime before he goes on stage. And he's a brain expert. Like, he studied the brain because he grew up and he was told when he fell and hit his head once, he just wasn't the same after. So a teacher referred to him as the boy with the broken brain. And he lived that way up until college. And then, you know, I think one of his college roommates' dads opened up a new world for him. And he started reading more books because he just never thought he was a good reader. And then he figured out all this stuff. And he saw that he was able to rewire his brain. And he's like, oh, I want to help other people do this. But he's got some great brain gym exercises. And I've been doing them every morning. You know, when I can, I'll do these. You can do them on your hand, or you do like pat your head, rub your belly, pat your head, rub your belly. And it's interesting what they'll do to your brain. Like, you don't even realize what's happening, but there's so much going on. And by the time I drive to work, I feel as though I have taken an Adderall, and I have not. And I know that I don't have any of that in my system because I've been off of my Adderall and Wellbutrin is what I was on. I've been off for, gosh, I feel like a month now, maybe.
That's amazing. That's so good. But you're feeling good and you're integrating new practices and new things that you can do that are holistic and natural and obviously accessible, because accessibility is always my thing, especially even with intuition, spirituality, developing those traits, building those muscles, as long as it's practical and bite-sized. And then consistency. It's the consistency. And you're really good with routine and consistency. So I love that you're starting to see effects.
Yeah. And of course, if anybody needs to take medication, this isn't an anti-medication thing. This is just my personal journey. But because I know what it's like to be stimulated by a drug, it's interesting to see how I'm now stimulated by these exercises. And I feel like I'm dialed in, I'm in tune, and I can really notice even sometimes which exercises actually kick in better for my type of brain and what's going on with me, or maybe what my needs are for that day. Like I said, Jim would share that he would do them before he would go on stage to speak, because depending on what he has to deliver or what he has to do in front of the crowd, he might do different exercises. But for me going to work, it's just helped me focus more and retain more information. And I've just really enjoyed it. And so that's just a little trick that I'm telling people.
Please put that in the show notes. I mean, for the listeners, but I want it in the show notes because we'll definitely incorporate some of his tools, tips, and expertise. I'm always looking for things to enhance and strengthen cognition. And I will say that right now, as the energy has been so immense since the beginning of this year, really the end of last year. And we're entering, and this is the way that I feel it, the way that it is coming through, we're entering into this new energy field. And when we move from one stage to another, we kind of default into old patternings, old behaviors. Like, you know, when you're under stress for an extended period of time, once you get out of the stressful fight or flight kind of environment, I know for me, I still am behaving in a more fight or flight, stressful, coping reality. And that may not be the truth of my experience. So I actually think, to me, what you're suggesting is good for anyone out there from an energetic standpoint. If we look at the numerology or the astrology, we have moved out of eclipse season. Mercury is stationing direct, and we're in Taurus season. The sun is in Taurus, which is about sustainability and getting grounded and present. So what you're suggesting to me actually parallels and pairs beautifully with moving into May and June as we transition energetically and to feel more sustainable and more present.
Well, since you brought up numerology and moving into change, I am going to be putting my house on the market. I've decided I'm going to sell it. You and I have not talked about this, but...
when you said you had a surprise for me earlier, and we had a little surprise, we had a little thing before, it was a personal thing for the two of us. But when you said that, I almost asked you if you were going to sell your house, and then we got derailed with our other stuff. But I almost asked you if you were going to put your house on the market. I'm not joking, Amy.
Oh, no, I believe you. I am going to do that. We'll get into it down the line, or maybe even after we record, because I've already shared on the podcast how a cardinal visited me, which was obviously my mom, and that gave me peace to sell my home. And I guess it was probably like a year ago you were visiting here, and my friend Cryo Cat, we call her Cryo Cat to differentiate her from Therapy Cat, she was talking about wanting to do something with the energy of where she lives, and you were like, oh, just change up the address number. But you're not really changing the address number because we can't do that. But what is it with the numerology and our house and the energy? Like, if I want to sell my house, what do I need to, I guess, imagine that my new house number is? How would you best describe that to people? Because I know it sounds crazy.
It totally does.
Right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14-karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories, and they cut out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Like, if I want to sell my house, what do I need to, I guess, imagine that my new house number is? How would you best describe that to people? Because I know it sounds crazy.
It totally does. Okay, so numerology, if anybody out there is familiar with me, I am an astrologer, I'm a numerologist, but numbers have been my love language, and they've been really my gateway to help me in my intuition. And when I read for clients, numbers help calm my brain down so I can drop into an altered state of consciousness. And numbers are my love language. I see code, I see energy, they kind of open up a portal for me. So numerology is an ancient practice. I mean, it goes back eons. Pythagoras is really considered the father of numerology. And just like if you're into astrology, all of the zodiac signs have personality traits. They have beautiful traits, and then they have their challenges. The numbers are the same way, specifically the numbers 1 through 9 and 0 as well. So the single digits. And then you can look at the vibration of each number. And for instance, let me just give you a couple of examples. If you think of the number 1, it literally vibrates in the energy of 1, the I am, the individual. It's about independence. It's about a beginning. It's about a pioneering spirit. It can also be so focused on itself that it forgets to ask for help, or so independent that it thinks it's the only one around. So it has beautiful traits and challenges, and each of the numbers are like that. I've got podcasts on that. We have resources on my website, Soul Pathology. If you're new to numerology, it's a lot of fun. And once you start seeing numbers, you can't unsee them, and then you want to break down the codes. But as far as address numerology goes, when you walk into an environment, and any of us have been in this position before where you just get a bad vibe, or you're like, ooh, this feels off, or you walk in somewhere and you're like, oh, this feels lovely. And yes, it can certainly be the people you're with, the aesthetic. I mean, there are multiple factors at play, but the address of a location actually resonates at a vibration, a frequency, and an energy. And when we know what that vibration is, we can start to correlate, let's call it personality traits. For instance, my home, the number portion, the numerical portion of my home is 19. That is the number 1 and 9. And if you add 1 and 9 together, you get 10. So my home vibrates, when I reduce that down, 1 plus 0 equals 1. My home vibrates at a 1. The 19 is also a very intense combination, but I'm going to just reduce it to 1. But I live in a home where I am married. I want inclusivity. I want my home to feel connected and partnership oriented. I love it to feel easy and comfortable. I also work from home, so I do need my independence and in my space, but I also want it to feel open and safe. And the 1 is really more of an individualistic number. So immediately when we moved into this home, when we were buying it, I looked at the address numerology and the vibration, and I liked the number of the home, but I knew I would change it within the first week we were there. So I did, and I changed the vibration of our home to a 4. And the reason for that was the 4 is the number of organization, process, order, balance, getting everything in its right place. And we were moving in. And so we were moving my mother in. We were getting everyone together. And I said to everybody in the house, hey, I'm going to change the address numerology to a 4. So for the next 6 months, we will get everything in place. We will get situated. We will feel like things are organized and grounded. And we will all get into a routine and a process. I mean, I sound like a control freak because that's really like what was going on. And I've done this for years, by the way. I mean, like over a decade of address numerology. And I do it with realtors. I do it with clients. And it's brilliant. When we sold my husband's business, I told him, I said, you need to change the address to this on this date. And he sold it. We sold it within a week. We've done the same with probably 4 properties. I've done that with other people. So while it might sound like hocus pocus, it will blow your mind. But for you, let's just start. Anytime someone is selling a house, typically I recommend that they shift the address numerology to an 8. And I'll explain the details of this. And I've got a great blog on my website that breaks all of it down because there's so many details and nuances, and I don't want to go down too much of a rabbit hole. And I've got a couple of podcasts where I address this, but I would always recommend changing the energy to an eight, because the eight, which we're in an 8 year, 2024 in numerology, 2 + 0 + 2 + 4 = 8. You turn the eight on its side. It's the infinity symbol. It is the number of money and abundance. It's also the number of lack and loss. So you have to play with that energy, but selling something, earning something is usually the energy of the eight. And that would be good. So let's use your address and let's talk about changing it to an eight since you want to sell the house. I know your address and it reduces down to a two. Okay, how do you get to an eight vibration from a two? You add six to it. So 6 + 2 = 8. So what you're going to do, because your address, when I reduce it down, equals a two, you're going to write a six, the number six, on a post-it note, and you can stick it in the upper right-hand or left-hand corner of your front door, and that will shift the address, numerology, and the vibration. And everybody can laugh your behinds off, because this stuff will blow your mind. I promise you, it's bizarre stuff and it works. But you put a six on the door, and 6 + 2 = 8. So even though you've written the six, it's not the energy of the six, it's the number of the eight. And what I would also do is on your post-it note, on the back of the post-it note, I would get intentional and I would write some intentions. Things like, it is my intention that this home sells easily and organically to a loving family or a loving new owner that will value it and take it to the next level. Like, whatever you are intending, praying for, wishing for this home, it is my intention, it is my prayer that this home, the sell of this home, is easy, abundant, and this home is valued like I have valued it, or whatever you want to say. So anybody out there shifting their address numerology, I love to put intentions around it. And I also like to do it strategically. So for you, I would suggest you do it on May 1st or on the Taurus new moon, May 7th. I love doing it on an intentional date. The first of the month is a great energy because we shift into a new energy astrologically, numerologically, things like that. But a new moon is a wonderful time to change the address numerology. And there is a new moon on May 7th. And I think that's when you should write it on your post-it note and put it up there. And for anybody out there who is playing with this, couple of words to the wise. One, if you're going to shift your address numerology, commit to it for at least 6 months. It needs to do its work. It needs to do its magic. And I know you're selling your house, so you're hoping it's more rapid than that. Don't worry about that, but commit to the energy for 6 months at least. And then the other thing is, in the first few weeks of shifting your address, it will feel wonky and discombobulated. And I have clients and evidence that are like, oh my gosh, I shifted it from a one to a two. And I had people calling me. The two is the number of partnership. It's about peace and balance and reciprocity. And so it didn't feel peaceful. It felt imbalanced because the energy is shifting. So the first few weeks, you'll notice that, like, oh, things are off kilter or something feels different in here. And you may forget that you have shifted your address numerology, which is really the way it goes. And then 2 months later or 6 weeks later, you say, oh my gosh, I shifted the address numerology. And yes, it was really kind of wacky those first few weeks. So it's something to play with, but I would change it to an eight.
Okay. So I've got it down to do my post-it note with a six out by my front door, May 7th, which is interesting. I'm taking photos with a realtor on May 6th. So the photos are kind of the final step in getting the house officially on the market. And so that's happening on May 6th. Then on May 7th, I'll go out and change the energy, because you said, I don't know, that's a new moon day or something.
Also, I would too, on that day, when you do that, do something very intentional. I would also sage your house, get some Palo Santo or some sage, like you've taken the pictures. And then on the 7th, on the new moon, put your address numerology up, write some intentions around it, journal, and then sage the house, open the windows. And as you're doing it, just bless the house. I'm cleansing and clearing the energy. I am ready for new beginnings. I am ready for positive, healthy evolution and change in my life. So bless the house, clear the energy with something, like I would say sage or Palo Santo.
What do you have to say to people that are like, what? That's so stupid. Why would you ever sage a house?
Well, I mean, the indigenous and people around the world have used things like sage and Palo Santo and copal. The Mayans use copal, which I love very much, to not only consecrate sacred space. I mean, think about going to high church or high mass. There's incense. You know, that is intentional. I mean, also, I guess high mass, like back in the other days, think people used to smell really bad. So they used it to mask the smell, but that isn't really the truth. So in ceremony, whether you are in a religious space or it's ancient ceremony, usually there is incense, and smoke is actually a gift. When smoke arises, it's almost a signal up to the heavens, like an offering. It's kind of taking the earthly energy and sending it up to the heavens. So there's much more symbology to that. And also with sage is a natural antiseptic. So looking at indigenous cultures and using sage, they use some of it because it's an antiseptic. It cleans and clears bacteria. So there's so many interesting layers around cleansing and clearing energy and using things like sage, copal, incense, if it's in a church or a consecrated space, things like that.
Well, I know some people may have questions, and you've done an entire blog. I guess this is from a while back, but we're going to pull it from Amanda's website and we will link it in the show notes. So that way you can go there if you have any questions. Right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually it doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Speaking of cleaning out spaces and creating new energy, you just got rid of your mom's clothes. Got rid of sounds a little bit harsh, but you finally figured out what to do with your mom's clothes after she passed away over a year ago. And I thought you could share a little bit about what that process was like for you, for anybody else that might be in a similar situation that might be holding on to things, whether it's the death of a loved one or just their own things they need to clear out or a divorce or the end of something else.
Yeah. So my mom died in February of 2023, and my mom was super organized. Amy knows this. Like, she was the organization maven and queen, and she had lovely clothes. Everything was perfectly pressed and color coordinated. We moved her in with us and we took care of her. So she had her room, but in the guest room, she had clothes in the closet. In the hall closet where the coats were, she had clothes in there. So there were so many clothes, and it was behind closed doors and it was organized. So it wasn't creating distractive clutter in the house, but it was there. And if anybody has lost someone and is needing to clean out and purge and get rid of, it takes what it takes. And some people do that stuff very promptly because they can. I was utterly exhausted and it took me a while. And I kept trying to find the right place to donate the clothes that would honor her and that people would get those beautiful clothes and use them. And a lot of that was my own fear that maybe I was letting her down or I wasn't doing it right. And that was some of the dynamic that I had with my mom. So I saw it come up in myself and I just kept giving myself grace and saying, it wasn't that I wasn't ready yet, but I think that's really what was going on. I kept in my mind saying, I haven't found the right place to get these clothes. I have to get these clothes to this place. I mean, it was a lot of kind of controlling energy in my own grief process. And then my dog Tex, my 17-year-old lab, we had to put him to sleep a few weeks ago. And I mean, 17 years is a long time. And I've been through quite a bit of death in the last year and a half, and it's been extensive and personal. And after I put Tex to sleep about a week later, I was like, okay, this is this new chapter. And I was able to find someone to donate the clothes to who knew my mom and would get them to people that would be able to wear them. They're actually going to Mexico. And I feel really good about that. And it was intentional and it was loving. But I tell you what, the moment I decided to do it, the energy showed up to do it. Because before it was like, oh gosh, this is too much. Oh, okay, maybe this one thing. And it was like the moment I was ready, the energy came to do it and I knew where to send them. And I tell you what, after that, I cleaned my own closet out and I got rid of things that I've hung on to for too long. And I'm like, I'll wear this. So it kind of created a domino effect of spring cleaning that was also beautiful layers of grief shedding in order to make space for new. And that's really the season that we are in. We are in spring, but with the sun in Taurus. Taurus is about sustainability. And the numerology for May is the energy of the four, which is about organization, processes, getting everything a little streamlined, feeling like you're standing more on solid ground. Because I don't know about you, but the energy, it's been a lot that last couple of months as far as not feeling 100% clear or feeling overwhelmed or walking through difficult things, whether it's personal or it's a spiritual thing going on. There's been a tremendous energetic push. So for anybody out there who's walking through loss, take your time. Your energy will show up to clean things out. But if it's maybe not personal grief and maybe you are in a season of change or you've been in some internal turmoil, I would encourage you, especially in May, to clean something out, whether it's the messy kitchen drawer, you know, and you don't have to clean out the whole kitchen. Just start with the messy kitchen drawer and know that you're also purging things on an energetic level and on a subconscious level, feeling more grounded and organized. And I think that's a great practice as we move into May.
Well, maybe people could join me on May 7th and they could make their address a 4. While I'm making my address an 8. So when I'm putting the 6 post-it note out there, they can do whatever they need to do. Again, numerology blog linked in the show notes to figure out your number to get it to a 4. But then the 4 will give that energy of the organization like you did when you first moved in, which makes me think of I'm trying to sell my house. But then eventually, once I do, I'll be moving into a new home and I'm going to immediately want to make that home a 4 energy. And I'm already thinking in my head, though, I want that four energy before I even leave. I was, speaking of blogs, just Googling things the other day of like how to best organize your attic and all the things. So my goal is before I move, I will organize in the process of the move so that everything that transitions into the new home will be in the storage bins. It will be labeled accordingly. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, but I think over 17 years of marriage, and you would think I was married to someone that was in the Air Force, so they're probably really neat and tidy and organized. And my take on that was, I guess because of the Air Force Academy and being in the Air Force and he had to live so strict, you know, at work, that at home he was sort of loosey-goosey and like didn't shut drawers and barely folded t-shirts and wasn't very organized, which this is not a diss in any way, shape, or form, because clearly I didn't have the organizational skills either. But we sort of just have a bunch of stuff in the attic. And honestly, it's stuff I need to sort through and then finalize by giving it to Ben. Like, hey, this is still some of your stuff that is up here. But I've lost both of my parents during that 17-year marriage. So you collect a lot of stuff from their house and it just gets put in the attic. So it's definitely going to be a task. But I think if I sort of like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? If in the process of me knowing that I'm putting the house on the market, I'm going to be intentional and proactive of purchasing the bins and having them handy and then just taking it one section at a time. Like, hey, this day or this weekend, we're tackling this side. And I'm going to go through and try to be as organized as possible with this move so that I, as a single person, can move into my new home with, like, I don't know, just I just exhaled. And that's sort of what I feel like. I want to move into the new home and just exhale and know that I did my best, because there is something overwhelming about knowing when you've got all this stuff just scattered about in your garage and in your attic and in your car and in your house and it's hidden away in here. I don't know. I feel like the energy of what I'm going to feel like once this project is done. And that's sort of motivating me.
Well, the cool thing about this is, one, you know, this sounds like my mother, because that was her favorite thing to do, was organize and move. You know, she moved in bins. You know that about her. And she was very organized. But also, Amy, you are a four life path in your numerology. When we add up your birthday and we reduce it down, you are a four. So you're comfortable in that vibration and you're taking on that part of your personality, your psychology, where it says, I want order. And I love that acronym for God, good orderly direction. It's one of my favorite God acronyms of, I want good orderly direction in this move. I want God in the middle of this move. And if that looks like being practical and culling and cleaning and streamlining, so I know what I have, I know where it is, and I can get rid of excess. Because also, guess what's amazing about this, that we were talking about the four. May is a 4 month in numerology. And I talk about this stuff in my podcast. I have blogs on it. There's lots of resources. If you're like, what the heck is numerology and what are they talking about? Do check out the podcast, Soul Sessions with Amanda Rieger Green. But Amy's life path number is a four. And the life path is really the vibration we are learning to attune to and attune our frequencies. So naturally, organization and you being a single person, independence, and this sense of, oh, I'm living in my sovereignty in my life. I want to do things in an organized, streamlined way. That is the energy of the four. That is actually your life path number.
Well, I'm very motivated, and I'm not necessarily like your mom, even though that's my life path number. I haven't been very organized, but maybe it's my brain exercises that are building those new neural pathways that are not overwhelming me when it comes to the thought of trying to take on a task like this. I even searched the other day what it would cost to rent one of those dumpsters that you just put in your driveway, one of the smaller ones, nothing huge. But you can do that. You can rent it for a few days, up to a week or a month or however long. And I think it's going to be a wise investment. I think I'll have a donation pile, but I also do think that there are things that probably just need to go. And having the dumpster there, I'm thinking about also calling one of my neighbors and being like, hey, I know that y'all had just moved. So what are your thoughts on if you want to go in on this together? Like, y'all can use the dumpster as well. And that might be a way where somebody else, like if you've got a neighbor or a friend or people that live close by, maybe you rent this And then you all have a place to just, you know, whew, it makes it easy to just make that decision to release something, let it go, throw it away, move it out, and get rid of the clutter. But I haven't done that part yet. It's just something I'm thinking about.
And listen, I'll speak to this in your numerology. Since we're on the numerology subject, your attitude number is a 3. The day you were born plus the month you were born, which is the what we call the attitude number in numerology, is a 3, which is about connection and community. So, of course, you take your energy of the 4 and you're like, let me include my neighbors, because a 4 would not normally include their neighbors. They're like, I'm going to get this done. I will take charge. I will get it all task taken care of. And the 3 says, let's make it fun, because the 3 is the energy of joy, community, connection, socializing. And it's the number of the broadcast journalist, the orator, the person that speaks publicly, which is actually what you do in your career. So that is the beautiful confluence. That's your energy. So not just saying, okay, I want to get organized and I want to streamline, saying I'm going to make this fun and I'm going to include people and here, and I'm going to tell everybody else, maybe you do that too. So I'm smiling because that's how the numbers work together. And I can see that in you. And I get to see it in other people. I see it in myself. And then they can work against us too. So when you know the kind of the downside of those numbers or where they get in their own way, then you can become more aware, just like we were talking about with awareness and neuroplasticity.
Well, speaking of community and connection and speaking, something cool that Amanda has going on. Get this, on May 7th, did you do that purposely because of the new moon?
You know I did.
Well, Amanda's going to be hosting something while I'm making post-it notes and putting them all over my house, and my neighbors are going to think I'm cuckoo, but she has this really cool evening. So if you are in Austin, this is something that you have got to go to. It's an evening of empowerment, inspiration, healing, connection. Amanda's going to be doing a Q&A session, connecting with the energy of the Taurus, live readings. Again, it's the new moon. Now I feel like I know all this. So May 1st mm-hmm. is the first of the month, which is also good energy. But the 7th is the first new moon of the month. Do we get a new moon every month?
We do. Sometimes there's 2 new moons in a month or 2 full moons in a month. And that's when we call something a blue moon. But yes, typically every 2 weeks we have either a new or a full moon. The new moon is followed by the full moon. So there will be a new moon in Taurus on May 7th. And then 2 weeks later, we will have a full moon in, let's see, Sagittarius after that. So it's just the way that the order or the precession of the zodiac, that's how they fall.
Well, if you want a night of community connecting with other women, I'm sure there will be some guys there, but I feel like probably a lot of good women energy in that room, and you're looking to gain clarity in your own life, finding purpose, finding meaning to a lot of things, this is an event for you. And you can go to soulpathology.com/tickets, but I will link the tickets in the show notes. And I personally wish that I could be there. I am literally leaving Austin on Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to be there May 2nd through May 5th. And obviously I have work, the show, Nashville. Yeah. Like I can't stay in Austin till the 7th. If I could, I would 100% be at this. In fact, I want to like pipe in on Zoom or on FaceTime and just say hi
yes.
to everybody or be a part of the energy, because this is something that is really special and is not, it's not anything you've done in Austin before yet, right? I mean, I know you've done it in other parts.
No, I haven't. I mean, I've done other live events and retreats and things like that, but I feel like I've been in a season because I've been caregiving and it's been very personal and intimate. And this is a time to come back out, create community. And what I love about doing live events, workshops, working in community is when you have the confluence of energy and you're doing live readings and connecting with the collective of that group, it just exponentially raises the frequency. And it's stuff that you can feel when you're, you know, when you're with a good friend, when you're with a group of women, when you're with family and it's healthy and whatever is going on, or when you're at a great concert, you can feel the vibration of the energy and the space will be safe and it will be inspirational and it will be with like-minded people who are seekers and searchers and and really learning to evolve their personal meaning, understand their meaning, their purpose, connect with God, their higher power, and how to do that in really practical ways, but also through community and through learning from each other. And there's something about the frequency that just magnifies it that's going to be so much fun. And we have a lot of wonderful people coming, and we've got the Herb Bar will be there. And the Herb Bar is the oldest apothecary in Austin, and she is coming, and there will be all these different herbal and plant-based supplements to help with everything from the nervous system to strengthening intuition, and how plant medicine, simple herbalism, teas and tinctures can really enhance well-being, mood, cognition, again, hormones, I mean, all sorts of things. And then of course she'll have like a new moon kit and crystals and all the fun metaphysical things that of course go along with what I love and what enhances it. But the plant medicine I'm really excited about as a complimentary treat at the event.
So we mentioned soulpathology.com/tickets for the information on this night, which is at VUCA. I was just trying to look up where it is. So it's Bolden Creek. Is that how you say it? VUCA?
Yeah. VUCA. Yeah. It's in Bolden Creek, which is where the Herb Bar is. It's right up the street. Bolden Creek is a great, if you're Austin based or know Austin, it's quintessential Austin, Texas area. It's very much in the heart, it's off of South First. Yeah. So it's in a great location with great energy. And I already know that it's going to be a good night because I can see it, I can feel it. And I'm just excited to collaborate with people and come together to really just ignite some new energy moving forward into the summer, because it's a very potent time for manifestation and clarity and making some big shifts and changes that have been percolating under the surface. So it's easy to do that in community and to do it practically.
Yeah. 78704. That's the zip code.
Yes.
Like you said, it's a really special part of Austin. And is there a 2-for-1 deal right now?
There is a 2-for-1 deal. And I think it's on the, I don't remember if there's a code, there is a code or something, but if you go to the event, it'll tell you what it's posted on there. So there's a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, no, that's where I just saw it. I just went to the Eventbrite link that was under your website, and that's where I saw the 2-for-1 deal. So I just wanted to shout that out. But in addition to your website and then your podcast, Soul Sessions, which we talked about, where else can people find you?
They can find me at soulpathology.com, on Instagram at soulpathology, and Soul Sessions. I'm on all the platforms, and I have tons of tools and resources if you want to learn more about what I do, if your spirituality is evolving and growing, if you've been curious about anything from astrology to crystals, and also integrating that into your belief system. It's not about changing your spiritual or your religious beliefs. It's about really opening them up and finding new tools to put in your toolkit that feel aligned and natural to you.
Well, I love you, Amanda. And I can't wait to connect on May 7th when I send you a picture of me putting my post-it note up and then you sending me a picture of you at your event. And anything we talked about that we said will be linked, just go to the show notes of this episode, and that's where you can find stuff. And I hope you all are having a great day. And don't forget, when you wake up tomorrow morning, or when you brush your teeth tonight, or whenever you want to do it, brush your teeth with the opposite hand.
Yes. Conscious neuroplasticity.
Bye. Awesome. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com.